I've had an old friend of mine by the name of Tony Nezel on my mind quite a lot lately. I parted company with him about 30 years ago for very good reason, for several reasons actually. Number one, he started getting high again. Number two, he started dealing drugs. Number three, he got a job in a foreign country in the Middle East, not long after the murder of his brother Doug. This job gave him diplomatic immunity. One night, as I was lying in my bed, parts of a puzzle started coming together. And I realized that Tony had means, motive, and opportunity. And he may have been too wasted to realize that the person that he killed and robbed was his brother. There are several things that lead me to believe that he is the killer. He also said to his brother Jeff that he felt guilty about Doug. I tried a couple of years ago to reestablish contact with Tony, and I guess I wasn't really surprised when I found he hadn't changed that much. I was surprised that he was back in the United States, though. Several months ago, I once again tried to reestablish contact with Tony after I had reestablished contact with his sister, Cherry, who I used to go out with back in the day. She warned me in no uncertain terms to stay away from him and not to trust him with anything he said. Tony's been through quite a lot in the past 30 years. For I'd say a little over 10 years, he, like previously stated, went to work in a foreign country. I can't recollect what country that was, but he had it real nice over there. And as I also previously stated, he found that he had diplomatic immunity. Now, why he would need that, I am not sure. But he told me that he left the country to get away from the drug scene. And, well, unfortunately, he got back into the drug scene back in that foreign country. And when his employers found out about it, he was promptly fired and shipped back here. He immediately started asking his family for money. His parents had already passed away. He got a lot of money from his sister, but he proceeded to use that money for cocaine. He got married, but then started messing around with another woman, and when his wife found out about it, well, of course, they got a divorce. He promptly married the woman he'd been messing around with, and he started beating her. This is what Cherry told me. And they had a daughter. And when the beatings got too bad, his wife started fearing for their daughter, and divorced him, threw him out, and he's been
living in a shelter in Dallas for the past year or so, from what I've been told. He tried to reestablish contact with me day before yesterday via Yahoo Instant Message. He said hello, and my response to him was basic. What do you want, Tony? After that, I didn't get another word from him. So, that's basically what's going on with him. Tony did turn into a very cold and very hateful person, full of anger. I don't know what his anger was directed to, or who it was directed to before the murder of his brother.